Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And today I have a very special guest because you've heard me talk about her for years. We've been working together for, my gosh, well over 20 years, 21, maybe even going on 22 years. Angela Topman is an absolute gift to us, and we treasure the friendship as well as the working relationship. So Angela, thank you for taking time today.
Thank you so much. And the feelings are absolutely mutual. You know, I adore you and I am absolutely honored and delighted to be here.
Well, today I thought we'd talk, we always, Angela is called Miss Discipline or the one with the velvet hammer, and accountability is her bag. And I think it's really important for us to talk about because it really is such an important skill. All right. I tend to be a little bit more out of control. And so we work well together. She's kind of like the tether that keeps me to the ground and keeps me focused on what we put together as priorities. But Angela, I think before we get into that, I'd like for you just to tell everyone a little bit more about the personal Angela, little Angela, and the woman, incredible woman that you've grown into.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Again, I'm so happy to be here. And thank you to those who are watching and listening for joining us for this episode. The little Angela, or the story of how I became the person that's here today. You know, I think that accountability was something that came by. It was just a natural production of how I grew up. I was very much personally responsible for myself when I was a kid. Part of it's a personality thing. You know, my mom used to joke around that I had to know what the plans are. And if we were deviating from the plans, you know, there was like a major thing happening and we had to kind of work through it. So part of that's just a little bit of a personality thing. But I think too, because at a very young age, I, you know, started earning my own money and spent a lot of time really having to keep track of myself and what was going on with school. And I wanted to do well. Those were skills that I had to develop. And thankfully, I had the wherewithal to develop them, you know, without a ton of outside influence, but not everybody has that ability. And I'm very grateful that I was able to, I did have, you know, a couple mentors at the time who I felt like were demonstrating what that took. But for the most part, it just came out of personal necessity. And being, I call myself a little bit of an anxious personality. I think the need to control things. I've had that since I was a very, very young kid. And so accountability was a way for me to feel personally in control of me.
And I think you share the story about you had your life all planned out. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. I don't remember at what age I had this plan mapped out, but I did as a kid. The plan was that I was going to be married by the time I was 22. Married by the time I was 22, done having kids by the time I was 27. I wanted two kids. I knew that. And so that was the plan. Now, as I went through life and I got older, I didn't really go back and revisit that plan, but it naturally kind of happened. I got married 3 months before I turned 22, and I have two boys, and my second boy was born 10 days before I turned 27. So life kind of happened for me that way. And again, even though I wasn't constantly thinking about that plan coming to fruition, it just happened that way.
And, you know, two incredible young sons and just an incredible family. And I think one of the things is you learned early on when you actually came to join me at Pay Your Family First, you had a conversation with Philip, my son, who was working with us at the time. You were feeling like maybe you were not in the right spot. And I think that's an important lesson for people to understand, to be true to who you are. Share a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a story that I'm always happy to share because I agree with you. I think it is a really important lesson. And I'm grateful that I got to have that conversation. I'm grateful to Philip of the perspective that he offered. And I was very much feeling like, you know, maybe I did not have the personality to be in the entrepreneurial world. I thrive in structure. I thrive with detail and follow through. And a lot of the people that I was working with on a daily basis didn't necessarily, those weren't where their priorities were. And so I was really questioning if I was where I belonged. And he said to me that, and I said, maybe I need to adapt. If I'm going to stay here, I need to adapt. And he said, no, we do not need you to adapt. You need to be true to who you are. That's what makes you a valuable part of this team. And that was really, I think, a very important moment for me and really embracing who I am and that being a valuable skill set in a world where a lot of times I think this idea of visionary and going from one thing to the other and from one idea to the other, I think sometimes it gets romanticized, and that is very important. I mean, the world would not be where it is today without visionaries. But we also need people who can take those visions and make them a reality. And that conversation really was a key moment for me to understanding my role in that process.
And part of, you know, we obviously teach the power of association, the need to surround yourself with people who are strong where you're weak. And you certainly check all those boxes for me. And then also understanding that, you know, your self-confidence is increased when you surround yourself with people who believe in you. And I also love the story you share about when I asked you to speak the first time. So share that story with our audience.
Absolutely. It's never a dull moment when in this environment, and you never know what kind of hot seat you're going to get put on. And this is a really good growth opportunity. The first time that Sharon said, I'm going to be speaking at this event, I'm going to have you come up and talk about this. And I was terrified. I'm like, well, what am I going to say? You know, I've never spoken on this before. I'm not used to being on stages before. But then I had this moment where I thought to myself, well, if Sharon Lecter trusts me to stand on stage next to her and to talk about this, then obviously I have the ability to do it, because a great mentor is not going to put you in a position where you are not going to be successful. I knew that she was not going to set me up to fail in that moment, that she was creating an opportunity for me. And so, you know, again, another very key moment in my professional development is the moment where, you know, I realized that I have that opportunity because somebody has confidence and faith in me, so I should too.
And I think it's really important as we share that, as people think about internalizing their own life and that skill that you brought that was really a foundational element till still today to help us, is now where you are elevating yourself into that world of being the authority and accountability and focus and drive. And so share a little bit about that transition and how you're basically stepping out and you're doing it on your own and you're helping other people find accountability. And it's so important for people to say, you know, where am I the expert and turn myself into the authority? So share a little bit about that transition.
Thank you, Sharon. Well, I think that there's a lot of power that comes from accountability. And I think that accountability gets a bad rap. I think when we think of the word accountability, we think of, it's almost like a punitive feel, or we're going to get busted, or, you know, visions of people wagging their fingers in front of us and catching us not being on task. And I don't, you know, my philosophy on accountability is quite a bit different. I think that when we can embrace accountability for ourselves, then we are empowered to be in control of our actions and to really be fully in ownership of the results that we create. Now, there's always going to be things that are happening in this world. There are situations we can't control. There are influences that are bombarding us. That is a part of life. And I think that a big part of personal accountability is being able to recognize that and then set yourself up for managing those instances so you can stay focused on what matters most to you. And when you do that, when you stay focused on what matters most to you, you're happier, you feel more productive, your relationships are better, you're healthier. And so that's why I think that accountability is so important and why I am so passionate about it, because I believe that it's an avenue to a better life for all of us.
And you've created a program to help other people in accountability. You've started speaking on other people's stages about the topic. And I think it's really important that evolution is people need to learn, because it's something that, there's no doubt that you've always stood in your own power, but now you're sharing it with other people.
Absolutely. And I appreciate, Sharon, the doors that you have opened for that and the fact that you share opportunities like this one for me to be able to talk with people about it. And for me, probably my biggest passion and one of the biggest whys that I do it is I feel like we have a responsibility to share with our kids and generations that, you know, again, are kind of adopting this mindset around accountability, that it's bad, that we have an opportunity and an obligation to share with them how they can really be in control of their lives and create the life they want through accountability.
Yeah, it's true. And it's almost, it's unfortunately, I think, starting to be a lost art, because people want everything immediately and they don't want to have to wait for it. And they want to blame somebody else instead of standing in their own power. So this is a huge, very important message for young people today, because when they set a goal and achieve it, you can see their self-confidence increase right before your eyes. So,
and accountability is really about choice. That's what it is. It's about us exercising the power of choice. And we all have that. And it's true. We don't always get to have the choices we want presented to us, but the choice is still ours. And so we have the ability to exercise that power in a way that gives us more influence over the results that we have.
And we're kind of having fun right now with a new tool that, you know, accountability and I, you know, it's like, I would rather duck on the accountability since I have Angela on the team. She's the one that keeps me accountable. But we have a new company where I've mentored these guys for 7 years and they launched it called ULA. And it's a tool for accountability. Tell a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I was really excited when I first learned about this tool because, you know, I talked earlier about focusing on what matters most. So, you know, part of what I teach is about creating expectations for yourself and those around you, having healthy boundaries. I said to somebody, you know, when you create boundaries, a lot of people think of it as limitations. Well, boundaries, I think of them as they're like a force field. They're a force field so that we can have a focus field that allows us to focus on what matters most. And that is what this program does. It walks you through identifying where you are in, you know, all these 7 various elements of your life, all of which are very important, walks you through an assessment so you can kind of say, here's where I am, but then ask, where do you want to go? You walk through the goal setting process, and then it gives you tools not only to stay on track as you go, but also for accountability through a companion app. So what you're doing is you're saying, here's where I am today. Here's where I want to go tomorrow. This is how I want to get there. And then they provide support content and materials to help you get there. And so, you know, this, when I saw it, I was like, this is exactly the kind of tool that I would share with my family. I would share it with my friends. I use it every day. Since I learned about it, I enrolled immediately and I use it every single day. And every single day I set my intentional action steps. I don't operate with a to-do list. We all have to-do lists. And Sharon, I know you talk all the time about a stop doing list. I operate with my intentional action steps every day that are tied directly to my goals. They're tied directly to the things that matter most to me, which I get to declare. And so as a tool for not only personal accountability, but having your focus field on what matters most, it's incredible.
Well, I just love that. I think the force field that turns into your focus field, that is all Angela. So it's wonderful. I think that's a great way to look at it. And I think it's a great lesson for all of us to learn. If you want to know more about the ULA, just reach out to us, info@SharonLechter, because today is all about, you know, what do you want in life and what are you willing to do to get it? Because you can't wait for someone else to achieve it for you. It's, if you want it, it's up to you. And it's something that we're all where we are because of the choices we made before today. And if you want something different out of life, we just need to start making different choices. And as always, it's so important, the power of association. You know that I teach this everywhere I go. And it's always my delight to share one of my most valued and precious associations. And that's with Angela Topman. So Angela, I know they can get to us from info@SharonLechter, but tell them a little bit more about how they can find your tools.
Absolutely. You can reach me at Angela@TopmanConsulting.com. Or as an addition to what I do through accountability, I have been in the financial literacy space with Sharon for a very long time. I'd love to hear from you about your financial goals. And so again, that's info@SharonLechter.com.
And thank you so much. And you're going to hang out there because we're going to do a special session, a little more private one on the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement. So if you've not joined that group, please do. It's totally organic. People who've made the commitment to be number one in their field, live their legacy, and create maximum impact. So thank you, my dear Angela. And thank you all for taking part in this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.